This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
I'm Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org, and today I want to tell you about an extraordinary saint from the modern times, well, from the 19th century, which doesn't seem that far away in the grand scheme of the history of the church, but she was a really remarkable woman. I'm talking about Blessed Marie Therese Hayes. She was a religious sister dedicated to educating the poor. And when you just say it like that, it doesn't seem like her life was really that extraordinary, but I assure you it was. You see, she was born in 1782 in a time of great turmoil. She was born in Liège in Belgium, where her father served as an aide to the local bishop. But when the French invaded Belgium, her family had to flee to Germany for their own safety. As a child, Jeanne developed a great love for the Passion of Christ, and this eventually grew into a deep sense of compassion for the suffering of others. Perhaps she developed this sense of compassion too because when her father died, he left her family in poverty. After their mother's death in 1820, Jeanne and one of her sisters wanted to enter a religious community, but the anti-Catholic laws of the day prevented them from doing so. But that didn't stop the sisters from pursuing a form of religious life. So what did they do? Well, they ended up taking into their own home girls. They founded a little religious community, as it were. They had a kind of religious life. They were living in their own home, and they opened a small school to support themselves. So in 1829, the Hayes sisters were asked to take on the task of educating poor girls, and they opened a free school in the home of a local priest. In time, the local bishop allowed Jeanne and those women who were working with her to form a new religious community. The sisters' rule of life, that is, their governing sense of religious life, was based on that of the Jesuits, or that is, the Society of Jesus. Jeanne took religious vows on September 8, 1833, taking the religious name Marie Therese of the Sacred Heart. Blessed Marie Therese acted as superior of the Daughters of the Holy Cross of Liège until her death on January 7, 1876. She was beatified recently in 1991. Today, her congregation has sisters involved in education and service to the poor throughout the globe. They're actually one of the UK's top 100 charities.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Father DeBusti, who is currently 56 years old, has been a priest for 30 years and is right now the parish priest of the Church of Our Lady of Mercy in the neighborhood of Belgrano in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He has a particular devotion to John Paul I, and in fact, this devotion may have saved the life of a young girl. On the evening of July 22, 2011, when Candela, a young girl, was not expected to live through the night, Father DeBusti encouraged her mother, Roxana, to pray, to invoke, that is, the intercession of Pope John Paul I for the little girl's healing. Father DeBusti says he chose the smiling Pope to intercede for Candela's health because, since he was 13 years old, he carried in his memory and his heart the person and testimony of the joy of the Pope who was on the throne of Peter for only 33 days. Father DeBusti recalled how the events of July 22, 2011 came about. When Candela was hospitalized at the Favarello Foundation with a very serious health condition, her mother came to the parish church where he was pastor at the time and asked him to visit her daughter, who was in intensive care. He then recalled the moment when he asked for the intercession of the future blessed. "I went to pray with Roxana, and there were other nurses. We all prayed together. We put our hand on Candela's little body, and there I proposed that we should pray through the intercession of John Paul I for her cure." Candela's miraculous healing has led to the authorization of the beatification of John Paul I by Pope Francis.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalist at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
After praying at the shrine in Cantignac, this French couple welcomed long-awaited twins. When Marine and Thomas paused at the Our Lady of Grace Shrine in Cantignac, France, one morning this past September, it was like stepping back in time for Marine. 1 year ago, almost to the day, the woman from Nice and her mother had taken a photo at the same place during their pilgrimage to ask for the grace to welcome a child. "I was in Cantignac on October 28th, recalls the 30-year-old. "I drew water from the St. Joseph Spring. We prayed, and we placed a candle. We also went to Our Lady of Grace to pray. And on December 17th, I learned that I was pregnant." Surprisingly, the couple wasn't expecting just one child, as they had imagined, but twins. This was happy news that came to brighten up a trying year. In June and again in October, Marine had early miscarriages. "Fortunately, I could count on my husband, but between these trials and the lockdown, the isolation was very hard." In the midst of the pain, the closeness of her mother and the figure of the Virgin were true support. Marine says, "I went to Lourdes with my mother during the summer. She has a mother's heart, and it is with her that I can live my faith most intimately, because my husband didn't receive a religious education." At the shrine in Cantignac, Marine could not believe what happened. She says, "I came across a golden mosaic of the Virgin that I had seen in a dream. It was a very powerful moment that gave me confidence on my path. I told myself that she was watching over me." During the first trimester of her pregnancy, Marine, a teacher, had to take time off to rest because of a difficult start to the pregnancy. During this period, she entrusted her pregnancy to the prayers of the community of the Shrine of Our Lady of Grace, with whom she remained in close contact. During the fifth month of her pregnancy, premature delivery threatened Marine. Since the risk is common for mothers of twins, she was hospitalized for 3 weeks, but was able to return home in time for her wedding anniversary. A few days later, she returned to the hospital for more tests. Nothing went as planned. She recalls the staff became worried about the babies who were suffering. On June 10th, 2021, 3 months before term, she gave birth to Louis and Gabriel. In August, the babies came home from the hospital, and in September, the family went to Cantignac.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.